in a word, it's mobility. And I think that means a lot of different things to different people. But give me the basic kind of 30,000-foot summary of why is our mobility future important and why is A2Y, the chamber, putting together an event to talk about it?
So as part of our 100th anniversary, the chamber is doing something a little bit different. We typically have Impact be a one-off event that does a deep dive, sort of half-day look at a policy issue or issues. In honor of our 100th anniversary, what we're doing is using Impact to kick off a four-part series called Our Mobility Future. In a nutshell, Our Mobility Future will help our membership as a whole, those folks, those businesses who aren't intimately attached to mobility, to better understand really what it is that we have now, what's coming, and how do you adjust your business, your industry, your life to those changes that are coming, and in some cases coming far sooner than later. So what we'll do is kick that off at Impact this year and take a deep dive to understand where are we at with mobility technology, what is Washtenaw County as a region, what is our role, and what are the themes coming up that we should focus on in terms of changes to regulation and laws, in terms of applicability to those businesses that aren't directly connected, and in terms of what opportunities exist for commercialization, for R&D that we can benefit from here.
And when we're talking about mobility, I think what more people would be familiar with, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking about, in one form or another, autonomous vehicles. And we're talking about the role that autonomous vehicles will play both in our community's future and in the world's future, and how Washtenaw County can kind of step up and lead the way there, and has been, to be honest, in many ways, leading the way as a hub for this type of activity, with places like M-City on North Campus and ACM on the Ypsilanti side of town, and a lot of educational resources devoted to things. And I'm kind of looking through the agenda for the day, and it even expands a little further on that. Talk about the people on the panel and why you're excited to have them in front of an audience talking about the role that Washtenaw County can play in the future of mobility.
Yeah, if you are looking at Washtenaw County as a whole, we are quietly sort of a world leader in mobility and well-positioned to not only continue to hold that role, but to build on it. And when we talk about mobility, it's primarily conceptualized as a supplement or replacement to the traditional automobile. It's far more. Mobility will touch just any number of aspects of people's lives on a daily basis. And so part of what we're doing with Impact is to, one, set the stage for what is real in terms of mobility and what is sort of myth or misconception or a possibility, but not a reality. Two, we'll take that first panel to look at what has happened here in Washtenaw County with our anchor institutions, our entities like M-City, ACM, Toyota, Ford, others, Umtree over at U of M, that are already sort of leading the way with mobility. The second panel is going to look at what are those themes we need to look at in terms of how we benefit from it economically, how we prepare for it as a business community and broader community, even when we're not directly connected, and how is society going to change in terms of what are the laws and regulations going to look like? How do we change the way we think about designing our communities and providing services from both a governmental and nonprofit sector? As we have a more mobile world, as we have people that can get things from point A to point B in different ways, what do we need to do to plan and prepare? And then closing us out, Kirk Steitel, who is both the outgoing director of Michigan Department of Transportation and the interim director of ACM, is really going to give us a look from a Michigan perspective, statewide. Are we positioned to, just as we put the world on wheels 100 years ago, really get the world moving in terms of mobility? I think you'll find the answer is yes, if we make good choices in terms of how to proceed.
And I think what you'll discover as part of this conversation, and Andy, correct me if I'm wrong here, is that there are a lot of threads that once you start pulling on them, you're going to discover this touches a lot of us in a lot of different ways. Let's, one example, car insurance. If more vehicles are autonomous, how is that going to affect car insurance rates and the insurance landscape? Fatality rates of vehicle accidents. Are we going to change the healthcare landscape by eliminating eventually a certain category of things? I mean, these are the kinds of discussions happening at a very high level about, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. But it looks like a lot of the people you're talking to here are also very focused on, you know, again, you said the reality of today. This is happening in our community today. There are literally autonomous vehicles making their way around publicly and privately all over Washtenaw County in an attempt to kind of guide our community to the future. Now, what are you looking at from the chamber perspective that the chamber's role will play in helping Washtenaw County bridge the gap between kind of being an informal leader in this to being a formally recognized world leader in autonomous vehicle development and mobility?
The chamber's role is going to be to essentially inform and engage the broader Washtenaw County business community with the intellectual powers that be within the mobility sector that we have here in our backyard. Basically, we have a core group that are changing the world in terms of these technologies. The chamber's role is to make sure that the broader business community understands what they're doing, how to apply it to their own business, and three, and this is broader, how do we think about both, one, adapting to the immediate changes that are taking place now and are soon to be, and two, from a broad societal picture, what changes do we need to anticipate on a generational basis as more and more of the world is impacted by advances in mobility technology? And as you said, in terms of the threads, it's everywhere. So, you know, it may be that whole sectors of our economy rethink, what does their model look like to get product to customer, to get service to recipient, and so forth? How do you change and adapt? And part of that is understanding, where are we at? What's likely to come? What sounds cool but really isn't going to happen? And what's almost certainly going to be the case, you know, years out from now? That's part of what we're doing with this series. And what we're kicking off with Impact.
All right, Andy LaBar from the A2Y Chamber, their executive VP. I have to ask one last very important question. How do you personally feel this will impact the parking future of our community? An issue that's always on people's minds.
Absolutely.
Kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you know, somewhat serious too.
No, the honest answer is I feel it will certainly impact the parking discussion, and I feel certain that I don't know exactly how. And that's part of what, you know, we need to grapple with. But it's not just parking. How does the landscape of infrastructure, you know, physical infrastructure look in our community, in our country, 5, 10, 20 years out as these changes, you know, get integrated into society? The truth is we don't know. But we do have a sense there'll be big changes. Let's talk about that and try and figure out what to anticipate.
Andy, if people want to learn more about this four-part series, of which Friday's Impact 2018 is a kickoff, where do they go for more information?
A2YChamber.org. We have under our events tab there more information. We'll have an event quarter one, another one in quarter two, and then wrap up the series right around June next year. So more to come. Great stuff, you know, heading your way. A2YChamber.org for more information.
Thanks so much, Andy, for the information, and thanks to the Chamber for arranging this event. I mean, obviously, mobility, an important part of our community's future, and it's good to know that we're getting together to talk about how that's going to happen and why it's going to happen now rather than when it impacts us 10 or 20 years down the road. Andy LaBar from the A2Y Regional Chamber, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.